Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Seattle, Washington, where a nonprofit called Community Loaves has been baking and donating loaves of bread for more than 5 years now. I think the kindness of volunteers is always good news. People helping their communities in a variety of ways are frequent tales on the Good News Podcast. I particularly liked the people knitting scarves that could be donated to people who just need something warm to wear when the weather gets cold. In a similar vein, hunger and food insecurity is a problem and a growing problem here in the U.S. So the group Community Loaves, which started during the COVID-19 pandemic, has been working to fill a niche in the food donation system. I'll take a moment and say food banks are amazing and truly doing incredible work. If you've ever donated at one, you know that they accept all sorts of food, fresh, refrigerated, fruits, vegetables, all sorts. That food is then donated to people who are hungry. One thing that might be a little more rare at a food bank is a freshly baked loaf of whole grain bread with no preservatives in it. And that's where Community Loaves enters the picture. I read about this in an Associated Press article where I learned that 900 bakers in 4 states, Washington, Oregon, California, and Idaho, have baked more than 200,000 loaves of bread in the last 5 years. These loaves are baked in home bakers' ovens, collected at a community hub location, and then delivered to a food bank. Apparently, most of the bread that a food bank might receive is highly processed, shelf-stable bread, so these loaves, baked with love, are a nice treat and super nutritious. There are 3 varieties of bread: honey oat, whole wheat, and sunflower rye, all of which sound delicious. And they also make energy bars to give people a little extra energy boost. I was always under the impression that a food bank wouldn't accept homemade food of any kind, but apparently it is different from state to state and municipality by municipality. Catherine Carely is the founder of Community Loaves, and she's quoted in this article, "We wouldn't be able to donate custard pies, we wouldn't be able to donate lasagna, but bread is deemed safe. Anything that is fully baked and does not require refrigeration." That seems pretty reasonable to me, but again, it's also reasonable that that varies from place to place. If you're interested, you can go to communityloaves.org. If you're in the area and you've got an oven, maybe you might even want to bake a few loaves. There's also a process here to start your own community hub and donate to your local food bank. Again, that would be place specific, but maybe you want to do that too. You can also just donate a little bread, aka cold hard cash, to help the group make bread. Definitely a very cool group doing amazing work, helping out communities in need. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.